This weekend, Moscow-born violinist Alexander Sitkovetsky will be joining the Tucson Symphony Orchestra to perform Max Bruch's popular Scottish Fantasy, with George Hansen conducting. Alexander Sitkovetsky was mentored by the legendary Yehudi Menuhin. Recently, Ted Pritchard had the opportunity to talk with him about his interpretation of the Scottish Fantasy and about the long road to becoming a concert soloist.
Please tell us about Bruch's Scottish Fantasy and a bit about your reasons and inspiration for adding it to your repertoire.
Well, I have two parts of it. One part is the fact that I am learning it myself. Now, for the first time, this is going to be the first time that I ever perform it. And, you know, growing up in the UK, being there since I was 8 years old, I know a lot about the kind of the Scottish culture. And also I've visited Scotland a few times, and I know the absolutely incredible natural beauty of the country, of the land, and also the historical aspects of Scotland and their folklore and their folk songs. And I can hear that very, very clearly in Bruch's music. And for me, this is, you know, something which is very, very close to me because of me being in the United Kingdom for such a long time. On the other hand, of course, like every young violinist, of course, you hear the Scottish Fantasy recording of Jascha Heifetz, and actually he has three recordings, which is very interesting, and I know all three of them inside out because it was just something that every young violinist goes through. A phase where you know, you listen to all of Heifetz's recordings and you just think, you know, how incredible he is. And, you know, for him, I think the Scottish Fantasy was probably one of his best performances. So when I was asked to do it with the Tucson Symphony, I was very, very excited. And on the one hand, a little bit apprehensive because it's a very popular piece, but it hasn't been so often performed. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that, you know, Heifetz puts such a strong stamp on this piece that somehow whenever you approach it, you can't help but hear his interpretation and his performance and his sound also that he made. I'm very, very much looking forward to playing it. And we had a first rehearsal last night, and orchestra is wonderful, and it was a real pleasure to meet George. And actually him and the orchestra are also both doing it. George is doing it for the first time, and the orchestra has not done it for many years. So it's been, you know, it was a very exciting first rehearsal for us to all together get to know the piece, we're really looking forward to the performance.
Well, what's the history of the violin that you play and the bow that you use?
The violin, I'm very fortunate. It's a 1753 Giovanni Battista Guadagnini. He had different periods in his living in different parts of Italy throughout his violin-making career, but this is from the Milan period, which is probably, it's his middle period and probably his one of his best. And it's a beautiful violin. I've had it for 10 years now. It's on loan to me from a private collector in Switzerland. And I'm very, very fortunate to play it. I love this instrument very, very much. And I really feel very, very close to it.
Well, when it comes to performing, do you prefer playing with an orchestra or solo or in an ensemble? Do you have any preference?
I don't, actually. I feel very, very privileged and very lucky that I'm making a living doing what I love to do, and also what I have been taught would be my career from the age of six, because with classical music, with instruments, you really have to start young. And if you're gonna, and also, you know, I still started, it was very late, but it was still the Soviet Union, and in the Soviet Union you were pushed very hard from a very, very young age, which I think was absolutely fine. But it was basically decided once I started to play the violin, and once the teachers decided that, yes, I had some potential and it was worth for me to try and pursue it as a career, then, you know, it was decided already at such a young age. And I'm just very, very happy that this is what I'm continuing.
Alexander Sitkovetsky will appear with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra on Friday evening, November 19th at 8 p.m., There's also a Sunday matinee on November 21st at 2 p.m. Both performances are at the Tucson Music Hall. The program will also include works by Tchaikovsky and contemporary composer Jennifer Higdon. There's a link for more information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org. The Tucson Symphony is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media.